Stakeholders are bolstering awareness about what the impact of nearly 10 years of drought and increased fracking operations have had on the Medicine River watershed. The watershed is located in the northwest portion of the Red Deer River watershed, with a network flowing through the foothills, boreal forest, and parkland natural regions. The Medicine River has been described as an important source water protection zone for the city of Red Deer, and it intersects the counties of Clearwater, Lacombe, Ponoka, and Red Deer as well. The big picture is that we are in year 9 of a drought from a regional perspective, said Paul McLaughlin, Reeve of Ponoka County. Even though we have had a lot of moisture in the last little while, we haven't exceeded our annual mean precipitation amount since 2016, he said, adding that areas near where he lives that used to be relatively wet are no longer so. Every farmer knows their dugouts are down, so we need a lot of rain to recharge the system. He also pointed to the oil and gas industry's increasing reliance on fracking as a key factor in water management. Fracking is a technique used to extract oil and natural gas from rock formations. Potable water is typically used in the process as well. You have water licenses being issued, and people are rightly concerned about their water, he said. The amount of pumping that is going on is far beyond what anyone has ever seen. So I commend the folks with the Medicine River Watershed Society who are saying, wait a minute. Do we understand this water situation enough? What do these demands do to the system? I would also argue we need to work our way back, from an ecological standpoint, and we should find out what the base load of that river needs to be, he explained. And then we should use that to build up for licensing, etc. We need to have those discussions. According to the Society, challenges to watersheds and riparian health come via such things as drought, overuse and over-extraction by individuals, farms and industry, and pollutants, chemicals that seep into the groundwater and make their way to the aquifer. McLaughlin said there are companies who are doing a great job with water recycling, taking great water from municipalities and trying to create a closed-loop system where they are reusing. But again, he emphasized the sheer scope of fracking operations is far bigger than it was years back. So getting into the environmental policy, part of it, I don't believe the policies are matching the intensity of it, he said, adding he questions if ultimately, there is enough effective oversight from the province in general. Everybody where I live supports oil and gas, he added, noting that as a county, he also wants to see the economic growth and the tax revenue that oil and gas industry development does help to provide. It's a balancing act, he said. There just needs to be a, we've got you, conversation from the government, with testing these policy pieces. And these watershed societies, good on them. I think people need to support that local voice, he said. Looking back, he said there have been times when some local rivers, including the Blind Men, have looked more like moving lakes than healthy, robust rivers. They are very vulnerable to withdrawals. They are also very responsive to surface water runoff, he said. Strategies like weir systems, which would alter flow by creating barriers that raise levels upstream and regulate downstream flow, could be helpful, too. Or some off-site storage, perhaps, he said. There are things that could enhance the flows from both an ecological standpoint as well as from use by people. Incorporating those kinds of ideas are things I am trying to champion as well. If we are going to have these demands on these rivers, let's see if we can do things right.